Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm your beauty hostess, Jen Sullivan.
Hostess? I don't know.
Felt right.
I like it. I like it. I'm Jessica. I'm very happy that you've joined us today. Welcome new listeners. Welcome longtime listeners. We are going to be
talking— Welcome spring breakers.
Spring breakers. Okay. Okay,
yeah, edgy. It's that time of the month. Yeah. We just had Easter, everybody's on break maybe, or maybe the break just wrapped up. They're ready to get into their beauty game. You know what I've been noticing on the Facebook group, our Fat Mascara private Facebook group, which is so much fun. All these people being like, okay, it's like post-pandemic, I need to like re-educate myself, re-muscle memory, remember how to do the beauty thing. And yeah, people are like looking around for like which episodes will get them back in the— which episodes of the podcast are going to get them back in the groove?
Yeah, I think we need to have an episode where it's just kind of like, okay, start again, new inspo, because it's like, you know, we're going back to work too. And it's like or I shouldn't say we're going
back to offices.
Yeah, but there is for some people, not all people, and everyone's a different kind of job, but like there's a back to the office moment happening. And it's like opening up the archives, like dusty closet. This is the stuff I wore in 2019. Even like the makeup bag. It's like,
yeah,
oh God. Like,
also, I was covered in hats and masks for so long. I felt like the mask, like I was just hiding behind it, you know, for better or for worse. And now I'm like revealed and I'm like, oh, this is who I am. Okay, here we're doing this.
Yeah. And it really does kind of feel like we're I don't say exposing ourselves.
We're like little naked mole rats coming into the light.
I watch a lot of nature documentaries, people. Anyway, yes, I've been thinking about who we could have. We have a cool makeup artist coming up. We could ask him about that. You know, Fridays is when we do our interview. So
yes,
we have another good one this Friday too. But today's the news show, right?
Yes, I've got lots of news for you. Lots of perspectives, lots of thoughts.
Oh,
should we just get to it? I feel like a lot of wind up.
Okay, let's get to it.
By the way, it's gorgeous today, right now, at least where we are. Stunning. It feels like yep. spring is here.
People came here for the weather update. They sure did. Okay, let's do the show.
Okay. Okay, I'm about to do the news, everyone, but I just want to let you know that I've just been reprimanded by my co-hostess, Jennifer Sullivan. She totally got school marmy on me because I was drinking. I was having a delicious juice. I couldn't help myself.
I don't know if it was school marmy. I was just like, don't drink while you're talking into the microphone. People can hear it.
I had it delivered right before we started recording. And
can I tell you guys, it has the largest straw I've ever seen.
It's literally a pipe. It's like a pipe from outside. They shoved it in.
It's mainlining the juice directly into your veins.
I didn't have time for breakfast. It's a very busy day. And this is my breakfast. It's so delicious. Anyway, sorry.
Well, now that
you've
told everybody about that, you don't even have to take a pause to drink because now they all know what's going on. So if you hear slurping, it's Jess, not me. Now, the news.
Okay, the news. So it is Earth Month and Nivea is doing their part. They're owned by Beiersdorf and they are launching for Nivea Men, the Climate Care Moisturizer, which is launching as a limited edition in Germany. Jen, isn't that like your adoptive state?
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about that. I'm truly a dual citizen now. And my German stepson is in the other room with headphones on, trying to be super, super quiet while we record.
He's such so sweet. Okay, so thank you, Alice. Okay, so they're launching a limited edition product in Germany in early June. And this is going to be the first skincare product that uses ethanol obtained from recycled carbon dioxide.
Ooh. Like vacuum it out of the sky and use that as your energy to make this product.
I thought that was really interesting. And I mean, I feel like that's going the extra mile. So the formula is 99% biodegradable with fully recyclable packaging. I wonder if we're going to start seeing US companies doing the same sort of thing. Remains to be seen, but I thought that was just really cool.
It's like instead of buying carbon offsets, like actually use the carbon dioxide, which is great. I hope so.
Very cool. Okay. There are going to be 2.6 million weddings this year. That's a lot. All of the weddings that have been held off during COVID, like we're going hard. I thought that maybe our listeners could use some inspo. I don't know if you guys saw, but Brooklyn Beckham got married. Well, by the time you're listening, it'll be like 2 weekends ago. It's definitely a highly photographed wedding. And his new wife, Nicola Peltz, she had a beautiful hair up, half down hairstyle. And I thought, well, I mean, I also wore a hair up, half down hairstyle.
That I loved your hair at your wedding.
Thank you.
You just had your anniversary too. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. 4 years. Can't believe it's been that long. Time flies. But I thought that it was just really beautiful, but I was really interested in the inspo. We haven't heard this name in a while. Claudia Schiffer.
Jess, I'm telling you that Y2K half up, half down's coming back. I've been seeing the Pamela Anderson on people. You know, with the little spikiness half up in the back. Yours was more of a, wasn't it like a Presley in the 60s?
Yes.
That was the vibe you were going for.
Yes.
But this looks like a late 90s, early aughts kind of half up, half down.
Completely. Like very shiny, really smooth.
Her hair and makeup was amazing. Don't get me started on her dress though. I was not feeling it. Or maybe do get me started. Sorry, back on track.
But Vogue had Vogue.com had a conversation with former Fat Mascara guest, Adir. And Adir did the hair and he also cited Brigitte Bardot, which also makes sense, but it's really a 1990s Claudia Schiffer, to your point, like that early 90s look. Luxe polished texture with fullness and movement, really soft, beautiful hair. And of course he works with Virtue, that's his brand. And I mean, he cited a product he said that he used for days in advance, or like he really recommends this for brides. So if anyone's listening and is getting married or has a big event, we love this product and we've talked about it multiple times in the show, the Virtue Mask. It is fantastic. It's one of my favorite hair masks. So use that to prep your hair, like not just like once before an event, but like
smart.
The more
it's like
you
with skincare,
it.
You start like a month in advance because you want to look mm-hmm. good and maybe you forget about hair care, but like if you have shinier, healthier hair for the stylist to work with, then you need less product to make it look good. Yeah, I love that inspo. Half up, half down is so good for weddings too, because if you're doing the veil, it's like you don't want to look twee and too sweet. You still want to look cool. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get half up, half down right with the veil, but like it's a good veil hairstyle, isn't it?
It's really good. Exactly. It's glamorous, but it's also pretty. You're kind of getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
so.
It's that perfect in between. Yeah, where like 20 years from now, you're not going to look back and be like, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really, really cool. Congratulations to them, but also watch, I think it's a little bit of a trend watch moment that, you know, 90s like supermodel moment. Okay. You heard it here first. Kindness is king. On episode 331 back in August, I talked about how kindness was going to be popping up on more and more brands' mission statements. I had just gotten back from the retreat for Beekman's brand.
The goat milk based beauty brand.
I adore the brand and their products, but kindness is really baked into their DNA. The brand started because the guys who founded it were, they had moved on from their jobs down in the city. They moved up to Hudson County in New York, and they were lived next to this goat farmer who had to really get rid of his goats. And basically they took care of the goats and they like housed the goats. It was like a kind gesture. And then they were able to make products from like the soap from the goat milk, or kind of like summarizing the story here. But their now incredibly successful brand started with this gesture of kindness. And kindness is part of everything they do in their company. It's really like, it's part of their mission. So I was really moved by that. And I thought, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this with the pandemic. You know, people are struggling, people are hurting, and just like sustainability and inclusivity, kindness is definitely it. I'm definitely not like the one person who thought of this, but I'm just excited that something I was feeling is like, yeah, it's real. It's real. And this is beautifully reported in an article by Jenny Wheel, who's a fantastic journalist at Women's Wear Daily. And she says that kindness's stock has gone up absolutely since the pandemic. And she talks about how other brands are doing this. So Secret has teamed up with the YWCA for this superhero mom campaign. In this video, mothers are interviewed about the hardships that they faced during the pandemic with childcare, and kids talk about how their moms are superhuman. And the brand, actually, I love this. The brand granted women a full year of paid childcare. It's awesome. In the UK, Simple Skincare, they're working with kindness.org, which I met some of the folks from kindness.org at the ranch with Beekman last summer. And they're running this Acts of Kindness.
I would not call it a ranch. It's more of a farm, but go on.
Oh, no. I didn't go to the Beekman farm. But we did this
Your retreat was at a ranch. My bad.
It was like a retreat. Yeah. Okay. But Simple teamed up with kindness.org and they're running this Acts of Kindness community board to help the nation become a better Britain. And they're pledging to do things like, I'm going to praise a work colleague, like, you know, just out of nowhere. I'm going to ask how a friend is doing. I'm going to buy food for a stranger. But you might be thinking like, well, what's the point? Yeah, like be nice to each other. Like who cares? Kindness.org, I talked about them a bit more on episode 331, but they study the science of kindness. Just a couple of things like to hopefully inspire you. If you are kind to others, you will be happier. You spend more money. People who spend more money on others are happier. People who choose to help others are healthier. It's contagious. It can actually make you like less lonely, reduce anxiety. It's just, I'm so inspired by this topic that I really hope that other brands will bake it into like their corporate structures and their, you know, corporate plans. I think it's amazing. So really this article did it for me.
Be
as
kind.
You can tell. Be kind. Okay. Next, let's talk a little bit about Ireland Baldwin. She shared a video explaining why she decided to get the face tight procedure. She and her cousin, Alaya Baldwin, went to get this cosmetic procedure, face tight. Jen, you know about face tight?
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's a little young for it, but go on.
Well, so did some of her followers. She's 26 years old. You know, the procedure is, it's not a facial. This isn't like, you know, going to face gym and getting a, you know, like a deep face massage or something. This is minimally invasive. Well, and it's not minimally. It's like you get a few incisions and there's radio frequency waves. You're going to get a little like liposuction in the face. It's not a facelift by any means, but this is not like, it's more invasive than Botox, you know? Mm-hmm. So she had this procedure and she got reamed by a lot of the comments.
I know. The minute I said she's a little young, I felt really rude for judging her. I take it back. Like, you do you. Like, what do I care if she's getting face tight, you know? I just pictured somebody who had more mature and issues with more mature skin getting that treatment than her. But now I feel bad for judging.
This is what she would say to you.
What would she say?
She said, quote, "I'm not underage. I'm a consenting adult who made this choice and I couldn't be happier."
Straight, that exactly.
Jen Sullivan.
See, and this is why people, I waited, I thought about it. I'm on a podcast. I didn't just fire off in the comments and be like, "You're too young." Like, you know, yeah, be kind. Give it a minute and think. It's her choice. Her body, her choice. Yeah. You know, like, anyway.
A lot of, it just opens up that, you know, that this whole debate, because she said, you know, you have to pick one. Either you're going to get mad at people who aren't open and transparent about the work they've had done to themselves, or you're going to get mad at people for getting work done to themselves. Have both.
Yes, we've heard so many women talk about that. And it's a conundrum that women specifically face. And I agree with her. So yeah, I'll link to the face type so you could see like what that procedure entails too, if it sounds interesting to you. I take back my judgy face.
I think it's like you, just like to quickly wrap this up, like I think a lot of people just like don't want women to get things done. But then when they don't, it's like, oh, well, she's not this enough or that enough.
Right. Or if they get it done and they look good and you think they did something, but they didn't tell you, you're like personally angered that they didn't share their private medical information with you.
This is where I think things get tricky because patients are protected by privacy laws. Doctors can't go around sharing information and patients don't have to disclose. Like nobody has to disclose what you get done. But I think it's tricky when, you know, somebody's pretending, when you outwardly say that like, no, I just like, it's a healthy lifestyle, man. You know, so it's...
Yeah. And there's the whole thing of if you're in the public eye, people believe, well, you've made the choice to be in the public eye. And so now you're an open book for us. And that's not always the case.
Tough stuff. And, you know, I was looking at like right before the Grammys, Madonna had done a TikTok where she looks, you know, she looks different than she did a few years ago. And certainly like, you know, people have her look frozen in time and people really went wild on her. And it's like, well, I don't think that we let women age. We just sort of police the way they age. And I can't imagine what it's like to be her.
Yeah.
Under such public, you know, in the public eye. So it's difficult. It's difficult. Anyway, I'm going to end on a lighter note. My date with Dior.
Oh, okay. He's been resurrected.
I had a facial with Dior's new skincare ambassador, Sean Garrett.
Your date with Sean?
Yes.
How did it go?
He is fabulous. He is Dior, like I said, Dior's new skincare ambassador. He replaces Joanna Czech, who was held the role from 2020 to 2021. Now, you might know Sean's name because he worked with Fenty and Rihanna herself for a while now. Now he's with Dior. He has, you know, he's based in he was born in Baltimore, based in New York City for a long time. I lie down on the bed, and he, not only are his hands like butter, he taught me a lot of really great tricks. But one thing was, I thought, really simple, but something we forget. If you want that bouncy, glowy, gorgeous, moisturized skin that he himself has, go look at his Instagram and you just want to like touch his cheeks through the screen because it's just like bouncy, gorgeous, dewy, delicious. You want to create what he calls the moisture sandwich, not to be confused with Dr. Zeigner's retinol sandwich.
Okay.
Start with a creamy cleanser. So forget about the gels. Forget about like, you know, something stripping. I mean, I find gel stripping. Maybe there's a gel that works for you. But like add moisture to the skin.
Right.
Then like I thought we were kind of done with the like this product because it feels very, in my mind, a little superfluous. Bring back the essence. We're going to bring back the essence, okay?
The middle of our sandwich is essence.
A hydrating essence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then, and when I say hydrating, notice I'm not saying brightening, clarifying, hydrating.
No actives, just moisture.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then a hydrating serum. These are all simple tips, but we're forgetting. Then lock it in with a cream. And it's not rocket science.
But so your sandwich has four layers.
Four layers of hydration.
This is like a club. This is the Dior club.
Yeah. Now you might be thinking like, okay, you're just talking about a basic skincare routine, Jess. And then maybe like, you know, your SPF on top. Well, not maybe, but you know what I'm saying. I felt like, okay, this is not rocket science, but when I think about the products I use, maybe something is a brightener, maybe something is a retinol, maybe something is this. If you are going for that like plump glow that day, really be considered and you will notice a difference. And I did it. And it was much plumper and dewier than if I had used a brightening on this or that.
To get a little technical on it, I feel like you have to have a hydrator, an emollient, and then an occlusive on the top. Like it's like, you know, get the water into the skin, make the skin softer, seal it with the occlusive. That's the sandwich.
Yes.
And those three products that you mentioned, like an essence, a serum that's a hydrating serum, not an active serum, and then a cream kind of does that.
Correct. And he's like, you know, sometimes people will be like, why don't I have that glow? He's like, because you're using a retinol and then a this and a that. Like there's a time
right,
and a place
you forgot
for
about
retinol.
The moisture. You were just doing your active and didn't hydrate the whole sandwich.
Right. And, you know, I said, right, what about people who can't afford like, you know, all that in Dior? And he's like, you don't have to do it all in Dior products. He said his clients don't always have the means for all Dior. It's about looking for those ingredients and then, you know, treat yourself to a newer product.
Absolutely. Those steps. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, really cool. I loved that tip. I'm going to be sandwiching
moisture,
you know,
sandwich
possible.
To get us out of this dry weather and into summer with dewy, bouncy. I don't know what you said, but it sounded, whatever you said, I wanted it. Dewy, bouncy something, but I want it.
Delicious skin.
Yeah. Ooh, fun. And it was a good facial otherwise.
It was really nice. And he's a really lovely person. And I loved being in his hands.
Sounds good. Is that the news?
That's the news.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey,
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time to raise a wand, everyone. Let's talk to Mackenzie from San Francisco.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My raise a wand is to the Nude Sticks Mini Beachy Nudes Kit. It has three minis, a multi-use blush, bronzer, and highlight stick. The kit is a collaboration with one of my favorite YouTubers, Selena Davison, who's Canadian and hilarious and just a delight. Anyway, the products are all just buttery and creamy and glowy, and they melt into your skin, so they're great, especially going into spring and summer. The blush is a true orange, but incredibly wearable for a huge range of skin shades, and the color just makes my cheeks look so fresh, like I just came off of a spring break beach trip somewhere. I absolutely love it. Thanks for the pod. Bye.
Mackenzie, she's living that fat mascara lifestyle with a cream blush. I feel like there's just these themes that just keep coming up on our podcast again and again. And you know what? I'm okay with us being the cream blush podcast. We're not the powder blush podcast anymore. Like, that's fine.
I feel like it's like, we like it quick. We like it creamy.
Quick and creamy.
Oh, that is disgusting.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. No,
but it's like, it's all about
quick and dewy.
Ease. Quick
it's
and
about
dewy.
Ease. It's about moisture.
It's about comfort. It's about being cozy. Comfort.
It's about sleeping.
If we could do the podcast while we were sleeping, that
we
would
should
be
have like
even
a sleepover
better.
Party for our next event. Like a round table was fun, but that's like we were getting down to brass tacks.
We have to
you
be
know?
Upright. Let's, yeah, that's
right.
Hard.
That was Let's hard. Get in bed for our next party. Okay, I'm going to work on that. Mackenzie, thank you. I would like to hear from the rest of you. I want to hear, even if it's not, you know what?
if it's a powder product, it's fine. Bring it. Though I feel it like attracts like, and we've been having a lot of dewy Razor wands lately. So call us 646-481-8182. Tell us your Razor wand. Leave a little message for me or email it to info@fatmascara.com. And remember, if you ever hear, I see a lot on the Facebook group that people are like, what was that thing Jen talked about? Or what was the Razor wand last week? They're always on our Shop My Shelf, which the link is right there in the show notes, Shop My Shelf for Fat Mascara. Every episode has its own little shelf, quote unquote, mm-hmm. with all of the products. Some might be affiliate links, most are not. It's more just a place for us to corral for you all the websites where you can check out the products that we talk about on the show if you're interested in getting them. So don't forget to send us your Razor wand. I want to hear it. And I'm ready to raise the wands.
Do it.
I'm bringing the heat.
Bring it.
Have you watched Pachinko?
You told me about it the other day, and like now I'm really intrigued. I just gotta add it to my watch list, Jen.
It's a gorgeous generation spanning family drama.
Generation spanning.
It is. It goes back and forth in time about a beautiful matriarch and how she takes her family. She's Korean, and this takes place in Korea when Japan was occupying Korea. So you learn a lot about the complicated history between those two countries, but you also learn about this family. But listen, the hotties in the show, I know it's about the matriarch, but let me tell you, the dudes in this show, every time a new character came on, I was like, okay, who's this? We have like Solomon Jinha is the actor, gorgeous. Lee Min Ho, the actor, like he's kind of not, his character is not that great, but oh, he's a hottie and he wears like these like 1930s suits that are, you know, when like men dressed like, you know, Humphrey Bogart-y, and he's just tasty. And then even Isak, like the sweet guy, he's like kind of he's not a pushover. I don't want to say he's a pushover and I don't want to give away too much of the show because it's such a good show. But the actor that plays him, Steve Sang-hyun-no, I know it's a show about the strength of women. I think that's what it's about. But my takeaway is the dudes are hot.
So that's why you're so
into
it.
Do you think that's like when they're going to go for award season, they're going to be happy to hear me, like my take on the show? I don't know.
I'll check it out.
There's like lesser characters in the show. And even those guys, it's like, okay, who's this now? I'll play Pachinko with you.
Is it an hour?
I think it's an hour long. And it is not a background show because it is subtitled. And the languages spoken are both Japanese and Korean. So not only do you have to know one of those languages, you have to know both if you want to watch without subtitles.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a gripping drama. But like, I don't know. I had a good cry a couple times. But more so, I'm just like fanning myself as the hotties just parade across the screen. So raise a wand to the gorgeous, gorgeous guys,
the men
of Pachinko.
Pachinko. Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. Wait, which did you say which like streaming service this is on?
It's on Apple, I believe.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Isn't that so funny? You can't even just like these days you have to like find your where
no,
you want to
so
watch
annoying.
Things and keep track of all your streaming stuff. Oh my God, I sound so old. I'm done. Goodbye. What are you raising a wand to, Jess?
I am raising a wand to Dove dry shampoo. And Jen and I were just talking before about like how
I did the hotties of Pachinko.
I know. I'm like,
and dry shampoo.
Shifting gears.
And I am so okay with Fat Mascara being about that this week.
it's just, you know, there's so many dry shampoos to choose from. And it's very easy to get caught up on like, and they're really great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like at the end of the day, it's all about just this one Dove shampoo. There are a lot of great formulas out there, but you don't have to, you know, spend $20 if you don't want to.
Yeah, dry shampoo's gotten expensive, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like this formula is really great. And actually how I discovered it was many years ago through the hairstylist Mark Townsend, who does lots of celebrities. He was working with the Olsen twins when I met him. And he said, you know, what he liked about this was he said it's like a dry starch versus a powder, you know? And it is a very dry formula. Like sometimes when it's coming out, I'm like, is it depositing anything? It's like a very like hard, dry spray.
Cloud.
And
Yeah.
It's really nice. And it's about, I looked online, I saw it.
$5.99.
Yeah, it's like, I was about to say $6.
$6 US.
I love it.
Can't beat that. I know there's a couple cents too. And even an unfragranced version, which is also hard
to
find in a dry shampoo. Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that product. I need to get that again.
Underrated.
Yeah. Raise a wand. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go off to beauty sleep dreaming of the men of Pachinko.
I'm gonna bring it to bed. I'm gonna bring my little laptop on my belly.
Oh yeah, it is a nice thing to sort of nod off to. It's very dreamy quality, you know, like period costumes, and enjoy that. And we'll come reconvene with me next week and tell me what you think.
Okay, we'll see you guys Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.